Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, or Bragg Ann Arbor. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Today, we're going to help you plan for a building project in a pandemic market and a post-pandemic market. As many of you know, prices have gone sky high for lumber. It takes a long time to get items you need to build your home. So we're going to sort all of this out today with Remco Design Build. Remco is a family-owned and operated company that started building beautiful homes back in 1988. And joining us is Peter Shaw, Remco's Vice President of Sales and Design. But he's known at the home show for wearing a kilt every year. And I'm sorry you don't have that on today, Peter.
Well, being on the radio, you couldn't see it anyway, so that's probably good for everyone.
I love that you always wear that to the home show. Well, let's talk a little bit about this pandemic market we have been in and what has been going on, especially with the supply chain disruptions that have affected your market and building a new home. What has that been like?
Well, honestly, I can say that there's probably less parts of the market that are untouched than those that have been. Mm. There are very few materials that aren't in some way affected in either price or lead time. So we've really been devoting quite a bit of our energy and resources over the past 6 months to making sure that we have the necessary materials on hand as soon as possible.
Generally, for someone who's building a home with your company from the ground up, how long is that process? And compare that to what you're encountering now.
Well, it is even affecting the planning stages. Most people think about the construction time, but you're absolutely right. On the planning end of things, even getting quotes back has become a little bit more difficult because so many people are busy in the field, both from the demand and by the simple fact that a lot of projects are getting quoted multiple times due to some of the rising costs, which inevitably extends the amount of time that we take for getting quotes and making sure that we can provide some good hard cost to our clients before we go to construction.
What exactly is the problem, though, when we talk about supply chain disruption? What's going on that back end that the product isn't getting to where you need it?
I'd say each one is as unique as their own market. Anecdotally, something that you would think would be untouched by something like COVID, even simply getting pea gravel for projects. For a while there was a shortage because last year's stock couldn't be washed during the summer months, and they can't wash it during the winter, so there was a shortage in supply for this season.
Wow, that's interesting. So when you're sitting down with clients now who are planning for a building project in the market that we're in, then take us through that process and what they should expect.
Sure. So for us, we work in several phases of design and planning that really pair both the fun side, the design that everyone can envision some way from what they've seen on HGTV or otherwhere, and also the costing side, because you really can't have one. So we work with some preliminary designs and put ballpark pricing together. Then we start to hone those designs and add more of the materials in, working to really tailor both the design and the finished materials to what our clients are looking for. And that really does require not only our diverse team here, but knowledge from all of our trade partners in the field to make sure that all of these things are checked before we go to the field. So that does mean talking to our vendors, talking with our trade partners, and really having good back and forth with them, not only to make sure that what's being designed works, but making sure that we're abreast of the situation when they say, hey, cabinets are usually a 4-week lead time. All of a sudden, they're 11 to 13 weeks. As long as we can have those good relationships with our folks in the field, it means that we can be aware of what's coming up so we can order things on time, so we can let people know ahead of time we can order that product, but it's 30% more than it was 6 months ago. We really just want to be a resource and be on the education and informational end for all of our clients so we come out with a successful project.
Is that pretty much right now what we're looking at, 30% more in costs from pre-pandemic?
It varies material to material, but right now we are seeing on a new home build anywhere from 20 to 30% more depending on size and scope of the house.
Wow. And even three times as long to get things, like you said, like cabinets. And even if you can get countertops, that could back everything up because you need to have those in and, you know, everything kind of dominoes from that point on many of these items.
Exactly. We've always followed a critical path scheduling process where we make sure that whatever is important to getting the job done is getting ordered on time, is getting inspected and work done appropriately. But the pandemic has really made it even more salient to everything we're doing, making sure that we say we're going to have a house done in 8 months. We want to be able to hand it over then. It might mean we're ordering appliances the day we sign a contract. We've got a project that's going in the ground right now in which we've even gone so far as to order tile the day we got a contract. Anything that might go out of stock or things that we know are likely to be affected by supply chain disruptions, we're ordering early and warehousing simply because we don't want to go back to our clients and customers and say, that tile that you really loved is no longer.
Wow. So you're really staying on top of it to keep your customers happy at Remco. I like that. Remco Design Builds, Peter Shaw, Vice President of Sales and Design. What about the fact that the pandemic has just changed the way we live and we're adapting our homes and building new homes to kind of fit the new way of life? What does that new way of life look like for most people?
It's been interesting. Over the past few years, we've seen a lot of people really moving towards smaller, more efficient, compact homes. Open floor plans allow for having a little bit less square footage. But what we are finding is a lot of people are saying, well, we have the three bedrooms we need. We have our guest bedroom. But maybe in an older home, folks are saying, well, we were thinking about renovating our master suite. Maybe the bathroom wasn't up to par with what they were looking for. There wasn't enough closet space. We're seeing a lot of people say, hey, let's turn our bedroom into the home office and we'll do a master bedroom addition. They're not necessarily looking for more square footage, but just having that added X factor of having somebody working from home now, or the kids working from home on schoolwork. So even if a lot of couples are going back to work, at least somebody is home more often than they used to be. So we are seeing a return to the home office. Even if it is just a corner in a part of the larger great room, that desk is coming back in more into vogue.
Interesting. And we still want open concept, even though we find that people need to be cloistered away. Maybe they're doing homework or, like you said, that office. Yet we still want the open concept?
It's interesting you ask that. We are seeing more requests for things that are a little bit more closed in, not to the point of the old four square homes from the 20s where you had a little doorway between every room. We haven't seen so much as that, but less of the barn-like feel of the open concept of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
What we are seeing, I think, is really something new for the Midwest and less so for the coasts, is the idea of these smaller spaces that are dynamic, doors that close them off, rather than having a whole laundry room, a spacious laundry area that can be closed away. Or that home office area might be behind a few sliding doors. So when you're done for the day, you can close it off. Or even if you're on a Zoom call, you can close yourself away for a little while. You might not want to be in that cubicle all day long, but you have the ability for it to open out into the great room if you're just doing some light work.
Yeah, that brings up a really good point. And that's what I would recommend to people too, because you don't want to, when you're in a smaller footprint home, that open concept really allows you to feel like you're in a bigger space than you are. And you can actually utilize space better, I think. But I certainly understand the need for some people to still have a way to squirrel away somewhere. And it sounds like you're finding those points in a home, not necessarily increasing square footage, but you're able to kind of reconfigure a home to make it work for today's family and the lifestyle, particularly from what we've had to do this last year, Peter.
The best part is we're not seeing lots of requests for more added square footage. We're still seeing requests for cozy, compact spaces, but it means we're having a lot more conversations about how spaces can be shared. We already had lots of conversations with our clients about what the daily rhythm of life is. Lots of conversations about what we call the rule and the exception. The rule is you and all the kids at home and everybody's on top of one another. How do you make life live for that? And then what's the exception when you have 30 people over or when it's just yourself? How does the house operate during that? And what spaces could and should be shared?
Peter Shaw with Remco. You can visit remco.com. That's R-I-E-M-C-O. Peter, by the way, has a bachelor's and master's of architecture from the University of Michigan. Has design and kind of this concept of how we live today changed much since the days that you were getting your degrees?
Well, I'd say there's always something that's changing. I'd say the biggest thing is the key factor the internet and the information age has really brought to us. We find that as much as we know about a lot of the materials that are out there, we work with a lot of engineers, a lot of people who are excited about their homes, and the internet allows people to do deep dives in, and sometimes they come even more informed than we are on a certain material. HGTV, House, Pinterest, all those things are really helpful for communicating, and it means that people can be very well versed in something before we ever even get to talk to them.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe, though, the one show that does the build in 100 days or less can actually do that in what's going on right now with the supply chain issue.
Did I mention that some tools are double-edged swords?
Yeah, right. People expect that to happen, but it's not going to, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've always been told, take whatever you learn on TV or the internet with a grain of salt.
Yeah, that's right. It's a completely different world when you're doing it for real. But it has presented customers, I imagine, who are better educated when they come in to see you. And there's a lot to be said for that. I think people know more about what they really want right from the start rather than waffling around. And that can help with the process. So I would recommend people do their homework as well when they're starting the build.
Exactly. And I'd say that has never been more salient than it is now. We like pre-planning, and we like to talk through all of that planning with our clients so that the project can get off on the right foot and end successfully. But especially these days when it takes even more planning, the better that we can have conversations with people and understand their needs, understand the wants, and use these communication tools to really eke out the details, the better.
I mentioned at the beginning that Remco, your company, is family-owned. Tell us a little bit about the owners.
The company was started by Bob Riemann Schneider back in 88. Shortly thereafter, his son Rob joined him, and the rest, they say, is history. I'd say a good portion of our team here has been here measured in decades. Our construction manager, who wasn't a part of the Riemann Schneider family, has been with us for well over 20 years.
Wow.
I've been here 10, and I can honestly say that anyone who comes to work here quickly becomes part of the family, even if it's not by blood.
Is there a core design or something that Remco is particularly known for?
That's a really good question. We try to be adaptable because we know that each one of our clients likes something different, has different tastes, different needs, which really means our core comes down to having that communication, listening to people's needs, and then being able to apply it in a whole host of different ways. The biggest thing is the quality and the process that drives it as well. As you've mentioned, the length of a construction project, especially right now, gets stretched out. It's really a relationship. And making sure that you're pairing with somebody who understands your needs, who listens, is really at the core of that relationship. And that's where we really see our strength, is in that process. The product should speak for itself. It should be a 100-year home. It should be quality, and it should be really reflective of each one of our clients.
Yeah, I love that. Do you have any concept as to how long this disruption with supplies might continue? We're coming out of COVID now. We're opening up here in Michigan, at least. But this impacts, you know, the industry throughout the nation, of course, and where you're getting supplies from. But any sign that it might be breaking soon?
Well, digging out my crystal ball, we've heard a whole host of projections. Some things that we think are going to be fairly short-lived. These would be materials that lots of different markets use. Copper, fiberglass, vinyl, all these things where we're seeing disruptions. We know that there's enough demand out there to bring that back down, hopefully in the short term. We've been told that lumber might be affected in a big way for 2 to 3 years, but could take as much as a decade to really rebound. In other areas, COVID has changed the way that people buy plumbing forever. People have far more access now to buy through Ferguson and Build.com and some of these other good supply houses. And it's really flattened the playing field for homeowners to see the same prices that we're.
Oh, that's very interesting. Peter Shaw, Vice President of Sales and Design at Remco Design Build. And tell everyone where you guys are based.
We're based in downtown Chelsea. If you're familiar with Chelsea. We are between Mike's Deli and the Common Grill, which means that we have lots of opportunity to eat more food than we need.
And you can visit Riemco online at riemco.com. That's R-I-E-M-C-O.com. Peter, thank you so much. Very enlightening about what's been going on in the building industry right now and the impact it can have on these projects. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and you are listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.